A man was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after a stabbing Monday morning in downtown Victoria, the seventh in the city since March 1. Two of the stabbings are suspected homicides, Victoria Police said, and all are so far considered isolated incidents. Traffic officers were flagged down about 10:30 a.m. Monday and told about a stabbing in the 600 block of Yates Street. Police found a male victim and provided first aid before he was sent to hospital. Three separate sites were blocked off while forensics officers gathered evidence. No arrests were made. Police said in a statement that although the number and close frequency of recent stabbing incidents is concerning, it's not significantly higher than most other years. They provided a graph showing there were 13 to 18 assaults involving a knife in the first quarter of the last 4 years, and 20 in the first quarter this year. It's important to note that these numbers do not specifically indicate stabbings, but all assaults that involve a knife, police said. The department said it has increased patrols in the downtown core in recent months, including foot patrols, to ensure that Victoria continues to be a safe community. Each day, tens of thousands of people safely live, work, play and visit in Victoria, and our citizens and visitors should continue to feel safe in going about their day-to-day lives, police said. There was a fatal stabbing April 1 near the intersection of Pandora Avenue and Blanchard Street. One man was found dead and another victim was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Robert Henry Travers was charged with aggravated assault in the case where the victim survived. Then on April 9, there was another fatal stabbing on Douglas Street near Burnside Road, with the victim identified as Oliver Nicholson. No one has been arrested. Police are asking for witnesses to Monday's stabbing and appealing for video footage. Call 250-995-7654 extension 1 or report anonymously to Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers at 1-800-2122-TIPS, 8477. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.